Welcome to the Sunday morning teaching from Buckeye Christian Church in Grove City. We're so glad you've joined us today and welcome you to visit in person and worship with us. Find out more about us at buckeyecc.org. Now enjoy this week's message.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. My name is John Thomason, and I'm the lead minister here at Buckeye. But this week, we are back into the Ten Commandments sermon series. Since the beginning of the year, we have been going over what the Ten Commandments truly mean and how we can use those today. And today, we are on the fourth commandment that God has given us. So we're going to go ahead and turn to Exodus 20, 8 through 11. Exodus 20, 8 through 11. From the front, I read from the NIV Bible. If you'd like to follow along in the same Bible that I am using, we have some in the rows, or we have a stack there in the back. If you do not own a Bible, I would encourage you, please take one with you. It is yours to keep. We will always give away the Word of God for free here at Buckeye. And that's going to be Exodus 20, 8 through 11. And the Bible's here. That is page 52. It says, "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work." Gotta move that. "Neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and he made it holy." So we read here that it says to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, and then we're reminded of the creation story. So if you don't know the creation story, back in Genesis, in the beginning, in 6 days, God literally created everything that exists. Anything that ever existed, God created that in 6 days, and then on the seventh day, it says that God rested from his work. So we have to know, what is this saying here in Exodus 20? So the first thing that we have to know is that the Sabbath is a day that is still honored and followed by Jews today. So if you're wondering what that looked like, how they do it, they actually still do it today in the cultures of the Jews that are following these things. And their Sabbath actually runs from Friday night to Saturday night. And there are a lot of rules that go with this day. If you go through and read all the rules of the Sabbath that God gave, there are 39 different decrees of work that you could not do. And you may be saying, so there's certain jobs. No, there's literal things that you would do on a normal day that you are not allowed to do on the Sabbath. So I wanted to go over a few of them that may hit you right now. And it says things like, you're not allowed to go out there and do your job or work in the fields. You could not travel certain distances. If you went over a certain amount of steps, you've gone too far on the Sabbath. You were not allowed to cook on the Sabbath. You had to gather all of your firewood the day before, so you couldn't go around and pick up sticks on the Sabbath. And that's just a few of the things that God has said, you cannot do this work, these works with your hands. So knowing that the Sabbath was coming up, there was a lot of prep work. You had to make sure you have all the things that you're going to need to make sure you can keep the Sabbath day holy. And when we see this today, we think the same thing. I need rest. I need to not do work. I need to have that day off. And some of us, we live for the weekends, right? It's like, okay, I work Monday through Friday. Friday hits and you're like, this is it. I get to take off the next 2 days. And when we say we're going to rest, what do? We lounge around. I know for me, an ideal day of downtime is doing the things that I enjoy. I like watching movies. I like playing video games. I like reading books. I maybe will sleep in that day. We'll hang with the family and have a trip. And we look at these things, and it's a good thing to do to have that rest, because God wants us to rest from our work. But we have to understand that's not all that this means when God says, keep the Sabbath holy and rest. Yes, we're supposed to take some time to rest our bodies, but there's so much more rest to be found in God than just your physical rest. If you're anything like me, you can take the day and do almost nothing. You just hang around and you're thinking, okay, I'm taking this day. But after that day, You don't feel rested still. You don't feel recharged. If anything, sometimes I feel less rested because I think of all the things that I could or should be doing. Well, I have this work that's kind of creeping up and I really should be productive today. And so I sit there and I worry and I take all these things upon me and go, I really shouldn't take this time to just sit here. I should go do something with my time. But what we have to look at is what God has asked of us. And that is to keep the Sabbath holy, to keep this day about God. Take the day to honor God. Take the day to follow God. When you look at a bunch of the things that you're not supposed to do on the Sabbath, you can see what we're doing here and what they are for. It says no cooking. And why does it say no cooking? Because food itself, it's an earthly thing. It's for your body here and now. It's about needing to eat because this is how you survive. It's not about God. It says you cannot go and do business or work. And that's because these are all things that help us in our lives right now in this moment. Well, I need to make money so I can buy this thing. I need to go out and do this job so I can provide for tomorrow. It says that we're not supposed to gather firewood. Why shouldn't we gather firewood? Because again, this is another physical need. To go out there, I need the firewood to cook, or I need it to keep warm. This list goes on, and it's because these things are not things about honoring God. These are things about your earthly wants and your earthly needs. It's not that we should not have these things. I want you to know, well, the Sabbath day, I guess I can't eat. No, that's not what it's saying. Eat food, you're supposed to eat. It's saying that it has to be about the Lord. Dedicate a day to the Lord. And I like what it says in Isaiah 58, 13 and 14. Isaiah 58, 13 and 14 talks a little bit about what the Sabbath is for and what it can be used for, because there is some misconception on what the Sabbath is. Isaiah 58, 13 and 14, that's on page 509. It says, if you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride in triumph on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So it starts out by saying, if you keep from doing as you please on the day that is God's holy day, if you make the Sabbath a delight, because I know for me, I'd be like, oh, another Sabbath is coming. We got to prep. Oh, I can't do certain things that I really wanted to do on this day. It's saying that it's supposed to be a delight. It's not something that's a burden. And it says that if you keep it honorable, you get something. We get to have something from God. And it says, you will find joy in the Lord. That means you're going to find a happiness and a peace that can only come from God. We're trying to find happiness and peace by ourselves. Well, if I work that day, then I can buy my happiness, right? That thing I want to buy. You know what? If I work that day, then I'll have some joy because I'll feel accomplished. But it's not the same kind of joy. We get a different joy when we are completely focusing on God. It's not just about following these rules of doing no work. It's about what are you doing with that day. Too often we find ourselves not truly resting. And that's where we get in this cycle where we just feel so worn out. We feel like that we're never truly rested. No matter how much time that we take off, we never feel like we have the rest that we need. And it's because it's not about your physical rest. It's about your spiritual rest. Our souls, they need peace. And when we keep the Sabbath holy, when we take that day in the week to honor God, to love God, to worship God, to pray to God, to learn about God, to draw closer to God, That's how you will actually find rest. Now, there is another thought that people have too. Well, you know what? Sabbath means church day. We keep the Sabbath holy by meeting together. We honor God by coming here and praising Him and learning about Him. And I want to let you know, for some, this is true. This is a Sabbath day for you. And for others, it's not so true. Someone once asked me, well, how can you, John, keep the Sabbath holy when you work on Sundays? Your job is on Sundays. Doesn't that go against having the day of rest for you? Because some days can go 14 hours. I can have a very long day of work. So what we do is we say Sunday, church day, automatically Sabbath day. But that's not true. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that church day is the Sabbath day. For those of you that do come to church, who are using this day to honor and love God and find rest in Him, yes, this can be your Sabbath for sure. But I'm going to plead with you now to not just make your time at church the time that you honor God. After you leave here, when you go about your day, if this is your Sabbath, continue your worship. Continue your understanding of God. Take this whole day and give it to God and honor Him. Just because you go to church, it does not mean that you're taking a Sabbath and keeping it holy. And we actually find in the New Testament that it's not just a day of gathering. Well, you know, you meet in the church, that's the Sabbath. Actually, the early Christian church did not just meet once a week. We're actually going to turn to Acts 2, 42 through 47. Acts 2, 42 through 47, and this is the beginning of the church. This is after Jesus has risen and left the earth again. This is what they recorded as happening. This is not a suggestion of, oh, this is how you should run a church or what this should look like. No, this is what they were actually doing, and this shows us what the early church looked like. Acts 2, 42 through 47, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. I love reading those verses, and that's because this is the church. It's not just what we picture here today. This is what it looked like, and it is truly beautiful. They devoted themselves to the teachings. This means that they took God's word to heart, that they really wanted to learn it, that it was all about, I need this, I have to have these things. And then they took God's word and they acted it out throughout their days. And my favorite part is that they broke bread together. Come on, it's the best thing in the world. That's the great equalizer that brings people together, food. You tell somebody, hey, we're having a party with food or we're having a potluck, we're all going to be there. Even if you're like, ah, I don't want to go out today. Oh, they're having Philly cheesesteaks. I'm there. Oh, funny how that worked out. It really is the thing that brings everyone together. And we see the early church, that's what they did. They broke bread and then they prayed together. They took up offerings. They sold things to make sure that those who were in need were taken care of. Sounds a lot like a church to me. It's exactly how we should be living. And then the part that we get to see here in verse 46, it says, every single day they met together at the temple. And then after they were meeting in the temple, they continued into each other's homes. They had a sense of community. It didn't just end because they walked out of the building, out of the temple. No, they said, we're going to keep going. Every day they had church. So it's not that going to church automatically means that you're taking a Sabbath to honor God. But what they did was they devoted themselves to following God and learning more about Him daily. So if I'm going to be honest with you, I've never really done any research on the Sabbath. It was always take the end of the week, that's your Sabbath day, and rest. That's it. And I was like, what does that look like? Why? Why is God asking us to do these things? What does it mean? And the first thing we have to understand is this is a commandment from God. This is one of the big 10. Well, I haven't killed anyone. Oh, that's great. You know, well, I didn't lie today. That's fantastic. And I'm not worshiping idols. Wonderful. Did you keep the Sabbath? I think so. I'm pretty sure I rested. It's not a suggestion to take rest. This is something that God has said that we need to follow and do, but we have to do it with properly understanding what the Sabbath is for. And we end up getting it all wrong. I got it all wrong. And that is exactly what happened too with the teachers of the law. So we're going to read Matthew 12, 1 through 14. Matthew 12, 1 through 14. And we're going to see here what happened when Jesus was dealing with the lawmakers on the Sabbath. That's on page 665, Matthew 12, 1 through 14. It says, "At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, 'Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath.' He answered, 'Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for them to do, but only for the priests. Or haven't you read in the law that the priests on Sabbath duty in the temple, they desecrate the Sabbath, and yet they are innocent? I tell you that something greater than the temple is here. If you had known what these words mean, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." Going on from that place, he went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to bring charges against Jesus, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. But the Pharisees went out, and they plotted how they might kill Jesus. So we went over some of the things that we are told that you're not to do on the Sabbath. And harvesting grain was not allowed to be done on the Sabbath. But here we see that Jesus allows his followers to pick this grain for themselves to eat because they are very hungry. Jesus says to them that God is okay with feeding people when they are hungry. These people are following God. They're following me. They're doing good things, and they haven't had time to eat. They're going to pick this grain and eat it. It's not that eating on the Sabbath is wrong. You need to still eat. We know that God provides food for his people. And here then, Jesus reads from the book of Hosea and says, don't you know what this is? That God is not looking to condemn innocent people, because that's not what the Sabbath is about. He's not looking to beat you down and find a way to make sure that you are doing something unlawful and condemn you for it. That's not what he's looking to do. He's looking to show mercy. And then we see a man that has a disfigured hand. And the lawmakers then challenge Jesus and ask, so, is it against God's law to heal on the Sabbath? Because the Pharisees, they believe that Jesus healing this man is considered work. Well, you know, you went out there and you had to heal him, and so you were doing a job. It was work that you had to do. But there are no actual verses anywhere that say, do not heal on the Sabbath. But because they thought this was work, they thought, no, you cannot do this thing. They were completely misunderstanding what God is asking of us for the Sabbath. And we get to see very clearly when Jesus says in verse 12, what can be done on the Sabbath? He says, it is lawful, it is the law to do good on the Sabbath. When you follow God's command to help others, that is doing good. That is keeping the Sabbath. That is doing godly things. And that is how you're going to keep that day holy, by doing good on the Sabbath. Now, I want you to understand real quick, the only thing that is good is when you're following God. You may be saying, oh, this is good. I did this and it was wonderful and great. But if it's not from God or for God, you have to know the only thing that's truly good is God and what He asks for us. We need to honor God in all that we do. We need to honor God with this day, the Sabbath day. And when we keep the Sabbath day and we keep it holy, we get something in return. We get true rest. We're going to go back a chapter into Matthew 11, 28, 30, right before the verses that we just read. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And it's going to talk about what rest is. This is right from Jesus' mouth. It says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is rest. Jesus says, come to me. Don't go look for it in the world. Don't go and try and distract yourself. He says, I know you're tired. I know you have so much that you're dealing with. I know that life is overwhelming. And the reason Jesus knows that is because He lived here. He lived these things. He was tired. And Jesus says, I want you to come to me. I will give you true rest. Stop with the distractions from your problems. Stop just taking a moment to sit and do fun things, because Jesus wants to give you something. And verse 29 says that you will find rest for your soul. All that burden that you have of worry, Jesus can give you rest from that. The burdens of your sins, Jesus can give you rest from that. The burdens of living in this world, Jesus can give you rest from that. Jesus says, I want to take this from you. And when we go to Him, when we have Him, we will have rest. And I want you to know the easiest way to go to Him, because that's the next question is, okay, so I'm told I need to go to Him for rest. Well, how do I do that? Make it your Sabbath. It all works together. Keep a day holy by following God that day and honoring Him. And that's how you're going to go to Jesus and find that rest. So I do have to confess something. I am terrible at this. Resting is not my thing. There are people that are listening to this message, and there are people that know me, and they know I have a very hard time with resting, with stopping, taking that time off. For a long time, I tried to take a day of the week and do nothing. That was the thought process. That was what I would call rest. Well, this is the day that I'm just not going to work, and I'm going to do, you know, whatever I can to try and relax. I was resting like the rest of the world does. And it never really recharged me. I never felt good and new after that. And I would usually try to take Mondays as my day of rest, because as I said, Sundays are a very long day. But I would do things like, well, I'll just work a little bit. Well, I'll take a couple messages. I'll type a couple emails. I'll do a couple things for the church here and there. And the problem was, I wasn't actually finding rest, because I'd find things to do. And then afterwards, I would feel more worried and anxious when I was sitting down to do these fun things because I was just worried about what I need to do later. Well, funny enough, about 2 months ago, I decided that I need to do my Mondays a little differently. I decided I'm going to clean my house. I'm the person that feels like cleaning the house is mindless. I like doing it because my arms are going and I can instantly see things that are done. And so I decided, you know what? Because my arms and body are occupied, but my brain's not, this is going to be my day of study. While I'm cleaning, what I do is I listen to sermons. While I'm cleaning, I listen to the Bible. While I'm cleaning and doing other things, I do different Bible studies, and I just go down this path. And I'm sure if you were to actually have like a camera on me when I'm doing that on Monday, you think I'm nuts. And that's because I've got headphones on, and I'm talking to myself, and I'll stop. I'm scrubbing something. Really? Oh, are you sure? And then they'll have a verse. I'm like, oh, okay, that's our. So I'm really just consuming all of these things that are godly. And I'm taking those moments and I'm trying to draw closer to Him, to understand Him. It's about my personal relationship with Him. I'm going to tell you though, these Mondays, they have felt great. They have felt awesome. Even though I'm going around and cleaning the house, I find myself giving the day to Him to truly recharge me. And I just want to say, and I ask you guys all to do this for me, I pray that you can pray for me to have strength to keep doing this, that I don't get distracted. Because now that I understand what God wants for us when it comes to the Sabbath, what He is commanding me to do, I need to follow this because I have found more rest and peace in honoring Him than anything else that I have ever done to try to take some time off. And that's what brings me to the challenge for this week. God is commanding you to keep the Sabbath holy, to honor Him. We all need to pick a day that we can spend honoring God. And this is not just, well, I did it this week, John, it went great. No, this is something I want you to start as a habit from here on out till you leave this place every single week. Find a day where you can honor God, pray to Him, worship Him, grow closer to Him, and serve Him. When you honor Him, you will find true rest.
We trust you have been challenged and encouraged by today's message from lead minister John Thomason at Buckeye Christian Church in Grove City. For service times, to hear today's message again, or for other questions you might have, we invite you to visit our website at buckeyecc.org. We look forward to meeting you soon.